Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, baby. Another day in paradise. A bit of a chilly paradise, but hey. Don't complain. The attitude of gratitude will take you a long way. It's 7:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for listening to us. We went out of our way to actually, well, show up for work today. We had the option. Our company, being so awesomely generous, offered us a day off. And we said, no way. We want to work. I really went down that way.
We did. Yes.
I'm saving my time up for maybe somewhere around, you know, Oktoberfest or something like that, possibly.
A little strategery going on Bob's part here.
It could be.
Just a little bit.
Yes. So anyway, welcome. Hour number two begins on what is a huge day. First of all, it's Martin Luther King Day and all that he stood for and all the awesomeness of being able to push an agenda in a nonviolent way and be so hugely successful. I mean, yeah, if he were alive, he'd be pushing, what, 96?
Yeah.
Think about it, though. He could say, what? You had a black president, two terms?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Black vice president? Yes.
More or less.
Wow. A cabinet positions, Supreme Court justices. I mean, the list goes on. So, yes. There are definitely some good things that I think he would be proud of, but there are some things that whole DEI would say, whoa, wait a second, you're kind of losing your way with that one.
What happened to that character part, you know?
Yeah.
Not color, just saying.
But look, it's all good. The city of Alachua hosting its 20th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration that is going on today from 10 to 1. And this event is free, and you're going to be entertained by one of the top entertainers in the world. Her name is Vicky Winans. And, well, her whole family is musically famous, but 6-time Grammy Award nominee, 8 Stellar Awards, and an NAACP Image Award. She's going to be singing and delivering a keynote speech. Also, planned for the event is a performance by Franz Emmanuel, who apparently is just a saxophone guru. I don't know. What do you call it when you're like the best at your, you know, musician? There's a term to use for that. But anyway, there's also going to be a special puppet show, and that'll be presented by students in the music and arts program. So there's, when you say there's something for everybody, sure.
That's everybody.
Sure is. Anyway, yeah, she's much more than a singer, apparently. She's a polished speaker, even a comedian and actress. So enjoy that. Did I mention there'll be some food involved in this? And the whole event is free. Yeah, this is going to be a great special event. And you might want to make plans if you can make that today. I know the mayor, Gib Corper, is excited about the event, as everybody else is. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Legacy Park. That is in the city of Alachua. In the city of Gainesville, some of the folks who found out about some of the data that was collected on parking. Well, some folks are a little upset, a little frustrated. New parking rates in downtown Gainesville are frustrating many people. City officials are now releasing new data on how much money they've made from these changes. Evans used to be in Gainesville all the time when he was in college, and he was asked by, this was a WCJB report, it would be easier if we just had free parking like we used to. This whole thing has kind of blindsided us. In September, free spots turned into paid ones. Mayor Harvey Ward says since these parking changes went into effect, most people are using the Passport Parking app to pay. According to a city report, from August to the end of the year, the city made almost $100,000 through the app. Ward says finding a spot downtown is now easier, which was their goal. Yeah, is everything on an app? Isn't that how it is now?
I know, and it's frustrating.
Well, it is. How many apps can you put on your phone without it messing up your phone? And also, how many apps can you put on your phone without already changing the odds of how much easier it is or how more likely it is that you're going to be hacked into. But no, nobody cares about that. It's on the app.
And it's just the hassle. I mean, I would much rather drop some. I know it sounds old school. I'd much rather drop a quarter in the thing and just go than having to do the scan or bring the app up again and put in your stuff and another password. And it's like, I don't like doing it, quite frankly. Well, but I do when I go to downtown Gainesville. I have to.
I guess for a lot of younger people, they don't even think twice about it. It is not even an issue for them at all. I just, you know, when things are done electronically, to me, it also adds as a barrier from customer service. Like, oh, no. Well, first of all, you never get anybody to talk to. If you do, it's probably somebody maybe in a foreign land. I mean, there is no real, it's, you know, customer no service.
Mm-hmm.
And, was a mistake made? I mean, by the time you figure it out, it's like, all I wanted to do was buy a pizza. All I wanted to do was get a parking spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I wanted to do. In other words, it hasn't improved the transaction. It hasn't improved.
They've added steps to it.
Added steps. Yeah. And if there is a problem, made it extremely that much harder for it to be rectified.
Yep.
Leading to more frustration. And maybe that's what they want. Yeah. Don't spend your money anymore, people.
Yeah, but don't invite businesses. Hey, we want you to come downtown and open up a business and then at the same time make it difficult for consumers.
That's been going on for a long time.
I know.
Look, would you figure that in with the commercial rates of what GRU charges and things like that and what the county and taxing commercial property and all of that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I remember when I came here, I pointed all of this out. Now, this was 23 years ago, and there
but
were
look
people.
Look how much better it's gotten. Never mind.
Well, there were people that, I mean, said to me at that time, people in power.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any problem attracting business here. We don't have any problems here.
Uh-huh.
We don't have this. We don't have that. Mm-hmm. Or they would say, believe it or not, oh, no, we're very business friendly. I'd say, well, anybody can say they are,
yeah,
but what
right.
about this and this, you know, the uh-huh. taxes, the you know, the third tier on the commercial rates, etc. Oh, well, they didn't really have an answer for that. Oh, quality of life or something. I go, people don't think about quality of life when they're paying an extra $2 for a shirt,
right?
It so
mm-hmm.
yeah, very frustrating. Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I think I told you the story where we're trying to get Bucks tickets a couple weeks ago. We're traveling back from Tampa. We happen to be right there. Hey, we can swing a couple tickets and they don't completely clobber us.
Sure.
Maybe we'll go. And we couldn't get through on the app in time effectively enough. It just was like a runaround. I mean, you go through the process like three times and when you get to the end, you go, sorry, these tickets are no longer available.
That's frustrating.
Yeah. Are you telling me everything, it works at lightning speed when you take my money?
Yes.
But then all of a sudden it's like, tick, tock, tick. Oh, yeah. Yawn.
Wow.
Oh, did we mention, you know, these tickets just got sold. So sorry. Anyway, so, yeah, I got to air it out a little bit. It's a little bit frustrating. All right. Whew. Very busy in the NFL over the weekend to get it down to where the teams that are playing this coming Sunday, the winners of those two games will face each other in the Super Bowl. So you had Washington beating my Lions, completely unexpected. Lions were an 8-point favorite. Washington won 45-31. Detroit, they kept turning the ball over, and Jared Goff, the quarterback, had to have the worst game of his life. So anyway, that's why they play the game, because you never really know. Eagles beat the Rams. That was a pretty good tight game there. The Chiefs won their game, and they beat the Texans, and the Bills beat the Ravens. That was a tight game, and that was going to be a toss-up. I didn't know who was going to win that one. I was pulling for the Bills, but I really didn't know. Anyway, long story short, so here's what you got. You've got a Sunday 3 o'clock game, Washington and the Eagles. Then the 6:30 game will be Chiefs and the Bills, and the winner of those games will be playing in the Super Bowl. Kind of a Super Bowl, I guess it's actually, maybe it's handing out the awards would be like today. The Super Bowl of politics. Yeah. President Donald J. Trump, 47. 45 and 47. Historic.
Gotta love it.
Going on at noon today. Yeah, it's a big deal. Sure is. It's so big, in fact.
How big is it, Bob?
That they need two Bibles to swear them in.
Wow.
And by the way, hopefully there's no actual swearing.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Never know. It is 7, it's almost 7:17. You know what we need now? We need to be able to air it out, get it off our chest, whatever maybe we accumulated over the weekend. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So come on, call in, air it out. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Call now.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think? What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion,
I'm going to scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
There is a lot going on today. Welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:21. We've got Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's going on. Inauguration Day. That's going on. And right now, we've got What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. Don't be shy. Ready? 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, try back, and we will try our best to get you in there. All right? Let's go to Doodah Man. What's bugging you? Did I hit the right button? Doodah Man, you there? Yeah. Well, let's do this. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you what, I hope when Trump takes office, when the L.A. gets the money they need to recover from those forest fires, they have two stipulations he puts on them. They got to fix the water reservoirs up they could have certainly used, and they can no longer follow said residents of other states and put taxes, liens, and levies against them because they got fucked over the government while I moved to Texas or somewhere, and California still follows them and taxes them. Just as if they live in California. That's going to stop. That's going to stop. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, there you go. You get those reservoirs built. I definitely I heard that. Horse Sense, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. What's bugging me is I probably watched way too much football over the weekend, but these commercials like were out of hand, especially between the Bills and the Ravens. I mean, it's just, I couldn't believe every little thing, we're off to another commercial. But another thing that bugged me with the football games was on the back of the player's helmet, they got this Choose Love. We all love love. I know that. But these are elite athletes trying to break each other in half. And I don't know. I just wish they didn't have that on the back of their helmet.
There's irony in that. Yeah. There is
I don't know. I'm okay with it. I could think of dumber things they could have put on there. So, it's not that hard to make me happy, I guess.
They will,
yeah. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and you hit the nail on the head with this whole apps thing to park downtown. I'm not required to have a smartphone to participate in American society. Same thing with the whole coming cryptocurrency. I'm not required to have a smartphone to buy stuff. So they always have to have a backup plan for people who, you know, just don't wish to be staring at their phone all day and downloading apps. That's what's bugging me, is this concept that I need a smartphone to be an American. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They take it for granted. And the attitude is, oh, you don't have access to that? Tough, too bad, it seems like, anyway. Doodah Man, what's bugging you?
Yeah, my phone disconnected. Anyway, in the past, General Milley would have been hung or faced a firing squad for contacting the Chinese military behind the president's back. It's called treason. And I've been waiting and waiting. I haven't heard yet about a pardon coming up. But I'm thinking it's going to happen.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see if any action is taken on that. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And Tony, what's bugging you?
Well, it's flu season here in Florida.
My wife came home sick with 102 fever. Now both my kids got 102 fever. I'm the last man standing. So here's a public service announcement, folks. If you're sick, don't go to work and spread it, because it's running all over Marion County. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, it is definitely going around. And do all the preventive stuff that you possibly can and stay hydrated. It's one of the big ones there. All right, let's go to Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. It is a beautiful day. Welcome home, Big Don. And I don't know who's going to have the worst look on their face today, the Democrats or the Detroit Lions fans, but everybody's going to be boo-hooing except us Republicans. Bring it home, Big Don.
There you go. Noon today, Big Don.
Well, we were talking about that off the air. It's kind of like, you know, whether you're in politics or just you are a Trump hater or you got your own case of Trump derangement syndrome, they just have to be like just looking at each other and looking to the sky going, this can't be happening. How did he do it again? All of our leaders said they would never let him anywhere near the White House again. How did they fail us? And we're loving it, of course.
Maybe the people that you listened to and watched and told you all these things, maybe they lied to you, and perhaps you should look for alternative sources of information.
I love it.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Heads will be exploding. It's just going to be something else. But
it is.
And that's what's bugging them, I'm sure.
Yeah, is there anything bugging you, per se?
Well, my dishwasher died, yes. That's still bugging me. So I'm doing my shopping, kind of narrowing down brands, features, price, all that kind of stuff. And it's irritating because it's 4 years old. We bought it literally December of 2020 during, you know, back then with the whole COVID thing. You had to take what you could get, but it's still a good one. But
no, apparently not. It's not a good one.
Supposed to be.
Last 4 years, it's not a good one.
It's been perfect until it wasn't. And so, yeah, kind of, it's like, really? That is not money you want to go spend just, anyway, it's one of those deals. It's a life, I know, but it's still frustrating. So
a dishwasher you can live without. I mean, it's not easy. The more you have in your family, obviously it's not easy, but you can live without it. But when my fridge broke,
oh man,
I had this thing replaced.
Yes.
I had to replace within 24 hours. I'm just like,
you have to.
We're not playing with this. Go. Get the sale, get it delivered, done.
Well, there are four of us in the house, so
compile up a
little
bit.
There's a lot of dishes, yeah.
There's a new invention out, Greg, you might not be aware of. They call it paper plates.
Oh, we're using those.
That kind of helps.
Yes, it does. We are using those.
Oh, I just thought you were such an elitist paper.
Well, they're fancy paper plates.
Can't serve food on paper.
They're Chinette.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Really not. They're the cheapest ones I can get.
Oh, it is 728. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's Inauguration Day, and we'll continue to remind you all the things that are going on and the big headlines and the news. We got you covered right here. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, the State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, to serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Inauguration Day on MLK Day.
We are one nation.
As the U.S. seeks unity.
And their pain is our pain.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Happy, happy Monday. We're here to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And we really are here. It's live, even though it's a holiday. We decided to come on in and get the job done. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, that is obviously going on, and it's also Inauguration Day, and that will be going on. That will start, I guess, officially at noon. Now, the city of Alachua has a big event. That will go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Legacy Park, the multi-purpose center they have there in the city of Alachua, and Vicky Winans is going to be performing, and that is, like, really world caliber. Singing and even giving a keynote speech. Also, Franz Emmanuel and Big saxophone player. And actually, we're blessed he is in the community. And then even a special puppet show presented by students in the music and arts program. And there is going to be a meal as well.
Sounds fun.
And this is up. Yeah, sounds like a great
awesome.
Time.
Yeah.
And it's free of charge. The city of Alachua is putting it on. So go if you don't have plans otherwise. Get on out there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and enjoy that. Enjoy the talent.
Oh, yeah.
Vicky Winans, six-time Grammy Award nominee, 8 Stellar Awards, NAACP Image Award, and apparently she's a heck of a speaker as well.
If your last name is Winans, you better be able to sing in that family.
Yeah, they're all sure. Musical.
There's like, I think, 5, 6, 7, at least 8 kids in the family that I'm thinking of.
Wow.
I kinda do the
that all are
five,
performers?
5, 6, 7, 8, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you got 5 brothers who traveled as the Winans. You've got the other brother and sister, nicknames BB and CeCe, and CeCe is just amazing. Then you got Vicky, and then there may be some more I'm just not thinking of. But yeah.
That is...
It's like being an Osmond or a Jackson.
There you go.
Kind of.
There you go.
You know the irony of the Osmonds, though? There was actually deafness runs in the family.
Jimmy.
And,
Wasn't Jimmy the deaf one?
No, he was the little. He was the youngest one. Little Jimmy.
Oh, who was the big one that had deafness?
Well, I think the more of the oldest actually did, and actually may have affected another one as well.
Rudy? So,
well, he's just making up names now. He has no idea. He has no idea.
I thought Jimmy was the one, but he was the youngest.
Yeah, he was younger than Donnie.
Okay. Well, my memory's fit. What? You brought it up. You tell us the story, pal.
I did.
Come on.
That was the story.
So who's the deaf one?
Well, he's not famous because he wasn't in the group.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, one of the brothers just actually passed away, like January 1st. One of the main ones that were in the singing group.
Wow, just when I was starting to laugh at our non-bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, one of them died.
The way,
take
died.
That, Bob.
Yeah.
Now do you feel better?
Yeah, laugh at that now.
You're killing me.
Hey, it's Monday and it's a holiday and we're here.
That's true.
So,
and
all that.
Trump has got a stack of executive orders on his desk as exactly he wants, and he is going to mow through those things later on today, hopefully. And one of the things that allegedly is involved here is incoming President Trump to suspend security clearances for the 51 national security officials who lied about Hunter Biden's laptop ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Remember that letter was signed 51 former members. And that was like promoted and pushed out right before the election, right before, what was it, the final debate? Anyway, yeah, so that Biden was able to have some sort of cover. And it was all a lie. It was cooked up. It was an absolute lie. So, yeah, those folks have signed off on that. Absolutely need to have their security credentials pulled. I don't know about, suspended. Maybe that's the broad term they use. But, yeah, ripped to shreds to never be allowed to use again. And I don't know really why they need to have them. I know they like to have them. And that gives them a little extra. You know, when they're going in begging MSNBC for a gig, they go, I've got, top security clearance. Yeah. Now, get rid of it. If you're not actually working in an administration, you don't need that. It is 6:39 on the Bob Rose Show. And
7:39. Well, 6:39 Central Time. For those of you listening on the Odyssey app, it's 6:39 in the Central
Time
Zone.
I was thinking about being in flight and headed toward California, and yes.
You're
that
going
moment
to
in my mind, I was in Central Time Zone.
Wow.
President-elect Donald Trump told tens of thousands of supporters at a rally in Washington, D.C. This was last night on the eve of the inauguration today, that he was going to visit the California wildfires on Friday. So he's due to do that and talking about rebuilding California. He said, tonight, I also want to send our love to everyone affected by the wildfires raging in California. We are praying for you all. We love you all. We will be there soon. I'm going to go out there on Friday to see if I can get things moving. We will get some of the best builders in the world, and we'll get it back. I also want to pay my respects to the great people of North Carolina. You know, I won it every single time, and they have been treated badly. FEMA almost did not know it existed. And we're going to get North Carolina rocking and rolling, okay?
That's awesome.
They have been treated badly as a state. Together, we will rebuild Los Angeles better and more beautiful than ever before. We will get it going. We have the best builders. In 2028, the Los Angeles Olympics will be one of the great sporting events and patriotic celebrations in history. Because of the wildfires, they are going to do a special job. They're going to do something very special on the Olympics. Now, that's all great news. That's all positive. And I believe that the president will deliver on that to the best of his abilities. Speaker Mike Johnson was on Meet the Press on NBC on Sunday. And when he talked about disaster, he was asked, can you commit that the California disaster relief won't have strings attached? Why that would be... Well, we know why it's, we know why the question is positioned that way. It's, yes. It's Kristen Welker asking it. So, of course, yeah. Anyway, Speaker Johnson said, no, I won't commit. I won't commit that there won't be strings attached. Good.
Well, I love that.
Because we have a serious problem in California. Listen, there are natural disasters. I'm from Louisiana. We are prone to that. We understand how these things work. And then there's also human error. When they make policies that make disaster worse, we have to factor that in. In California, over the last couple of years, they cut $100 million from forestry management. Wow. They cut $18 million from LA's fire department, putting them into other crazy priorities, and a 117-million-gallon reservoir that was left empty for a year right outside Pacific Palisades. Those are decisions they made based on whatever their ideas were, but it made it worse, and everyone knew it would, and the risk was there. And she said, so it could be linked to the debt limit? He said, potentially. That's one of the things we've talked about. So he put it into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Trump says, yeah, we're going to go out there. We're going to rebuild it. We're going to make it better. We're going to do all that. And then the Speaker Johnson was, oh, so are there going to be strings attached? I would have said, you're darn right. Of course
yes,
there are.
There has to
These
be.
People don't know how to properly prioritize and spend money effectively and protect their own citizens. Of course there's got to be strings attached and oversight. Mm-hmm. These are nincompoops, and I'm being kind.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So, if we're to ask, are you going to have, like, you know, is it going to be like politics played there? I guess you could call it politics. We call it... well, I don't know. Common sense, logic.
I think the politics has already been played, and that's the problem, which is why the money was being spent on such stupid DEI garbage.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Absolutely. All righty. So we're looking forward to a lot of the events that are going to be going on today. And tonight, you got a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State Buckeyes taking on Notre Dame. That gets started approximately 7:30. That will decide the college football national champions, and that is going on in Atlanta. So that is another huge event. Seems like one after another.
Oh, yeah.
The big events, and we'll continue to follow that. Now we know what the playoff picture is going to be like, sharper tuned, and it's come down to four teams now in the NFL to see who's going to go to the Super Bowl. So it'll be the Eagles and Washington Sunday at 3. It'll be the Chiefs and the Bills Sunday at 6:30. The winner of each of those games will proceed to the Super Bowl. What is it?
Are you
59? Is it 59?
I'm just wondering if you have nailed down to the final two in your mind.
Yeah, it's going to be the Chiefs and the Eagles, and I will root for the Eagles, and therefore they'll probably fall just short. Because I'm Bad Luck Bob. Bad Luck Bandwagon Bob.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you get them right, sometimes you...
Hey, you had a 50-50 shot, right?
I guess.
At that point, right now, it's, you know...
I mean, the Lions were an 8-point favorite.
Yeah.
But, man...
I mean, you did your part.
Yes, I did.
You know, you're supporting them.
I said, don't turn the ball over. They didn't listen.
See?
It is 7:45. Good Monday morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. We are here live. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty more to talk about. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Download it wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you are in.
I'm not here to be best friends with these people. I'm a taxpayer, damn it.
10 p.m. night.
I want a return on the investment of the money that was stolen from me and sanctioned by calling it tax.
On 97.3, The Sky.
7:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Monday, and we are here to make it great. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Inauguration Day, part of our top two stories this morning. Also, we've got elections taking place, early elections. Parts of Marion Lake, Volusia, St. John's counties, all of Flagler, Putnam, and that'll be going on through January 25th. And that's for the primary. Then the actual primary election date is January 28th. The actual election day, the general election seat, is April the 1st, okay? And that is going to replace Congressman Mike Waltz. At least that's at least one of them anyway. So that's already beginning. And it looks like he got the, I think, a little boost from Trump as the guy that was, he wanted to be the predecessor, Randy Fine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but you've got Bean out there that... He said that Trump just made a mistake. I was supposed to get the nod.
Huh.
I don't know the ins and outs of that, other than what I just shared with you. So,
huh.
But then I found out that Mike Waltz backs Randy Fine as well. Here's what I have: Florida politics. Consolidation continues around a state senator in East Coast special election. U.S. Rep. Mike Waltz leaving his seat in Florida's 6th congressional district, joined Donald Trump as national security advisor, getting behind Randy Fine as his preferred replacement. Working with President Trump and Speaker Mike Johnson, I know Randy will deliver results for our region, our state, and our great nation, Waltz posted to social media. Fine thanked Waltz for his trust and confidence. So that's what we have on that. And then we've got this crazy story, Israeli hostages being released and given a gift bag. And I know that sounds
weird. really weird.
But I don't know how else to explain it. Here's what I have from the New York Post. So it was 3 hostages that were released by Hamas in this circumstance. And they were given what's described as a bizarre gift bag before they were handed over to the Red Cross, while the terror group released an equally strange propaganda video documenting their return. The bags themselves contain gifts and souvenirs, which included photos of them in captivity. Wow.
See? Weird.
Is that the same as riding a scary roller coaster at the park where you can buy your photo after?
I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
A commemorative photo of Gaza itself and some kind of certificate.
That's very strange. You were held hostage by Hamas.
Yes.
That's why... your official certificate for suitable for framing.
It really is bizarre.
It is.
And what were they? I mean, they're a terrorist organization.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they were, what they thought they were doing. Romy Gonin, Emily Damari, Doran Steinbrecher were filmed being loaded into a car. Then, without a word, a Hamas terrorist handed each of them a bag with the group's crest on it, apparently without choice. Because you're in a tough situation there.
But
they still
custom,
have you.
You still got custom bags to put your little goodies in?
The women were filled smiling because it's kind of like, you should probably smile now. See this gun? I have loaded it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Held up the gold gilded certificates bound like high school diplomas. And they were whisked away by an entourage of armed mass terrorists. And they described the gift bags, the hostages did, as a cynical game apparently intended to manipulate them. Wow.
That is strange.
It really is. Now, I don't know where else we are in terms of the releasing. of some of these folks.
It sounds like they've got this ongoing schedule. It just sounds kind of odd in itself, but maybe there's some reasoning behind it. I don't know.
But doesn't that also, I mean, didn't Trump say you're going to have them all released by the time I'm inaugurated?
But I guess maybe if the process is moving on, you know, do you kind of temper that a little bit? I guess. I don't know.
Today at noon, what is in store for us? President-elect Trump apparently will call on all Americans to act with courage and restore the vitality of the nation is an inaugural address on Monday. Yeah, I don't think he's going to steal any lines from Biden's address. You know, oligarchies are going to destroy our country or something.
I'd say Joe stole everybody's lines already, so there's that.
I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success. A tide of change is sweeping the country. This is, I guess, some excerpts that are in his prepared remarks, but keep in mind, it is Trump.
Yes.
Could go off script just a tad.
It could.
We'll have to wait and see, but he did say he's going to sign a bunch of a series of historic executive orders, and those are going to be big, and some are touting it like, why is he trying to, you know, push through all these changes? It's like, well, a lot of this stuff will be going back to what was normalized.
Yeah.
Under Trump. Wait in Mexico for an asylum hearing, for instance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, border security very high on his list of priorities. And I think that that was one of the main reasons why many Americans pulled the lever for Donald J. Trump, because they could see they were lied to about the border by the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. There was no action to provide greater security at the border when everybody demanded it and said, this really is a crisis. You really need to do something about it. They said, well, that's Congress's fault. They haven't allocated what we need. Look, we're begging for more border agents, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Not more border agents to secure the border. And then Biden also made that other one really stupid slip up. What did he say? He goes, well, I don't know. Some say, like, you know, I could use the power of the pen to do something. Use the power of the pen to undo it.
Yeah.
All right, coming up to talk about some of these same issues and more, Nanette Holt from Epoch Times will be joining us here momentarily on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
We made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on The Sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The Sky.
The Sky.